And today, we're going to see how Mr. Valentino, he wanted absolutely nothing to do with Padre Pio. He thought Padre Pio was a charlatan and a fraud. And now we're going to see how Providence was able to work a little miracle for Valentino's conversion. Do stay tuned to find out. Hello friends, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio. Here we, through a series of short stories, we take a look at the life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession could do for you. And do join us in this Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. And we also wish to thank everyone in the Protected Child of Padre Pio program, because it is your support that makes all of these videos possible for everyone. If you want to be part of this, just see the video on the end screen. Now, in today's anecdote, a little story, this is something that happened. Mr. Valentino, he was from the city of Milan in northern Italy. He was a successful person. He was loud, proud, and arrogant. But he was always openly hostile to religion. Valentino's wife, on the other hand, was quite the opposite. It was like chalk and cheese, as they say. A person of deep faith, of piety. And she often desired to go to Padre Pio in order to confess to Padre Pio and to hear Padre Pio's Mass. But there was quite a distance separating the two towns. And so her husband would drive her there, would give her a lift to St. Giovanni Rotondo. They would make the 1,500-kilometer round trip. So he was obviously quite devoted to her. Now, whenever they arrived in St. Giovanni Rotondo, Valentino's wife would go into the church and to hear Mass and to hear confession, but she'd go by herself, alone. And if it were busy, she'd have to stand in the queue several days, waiting to have a confession heard. And during all of this time, her husband refused even to enter the church. And he would stay outside in the square in front of the church, drinking coffee and smoking. And he had no qualms either. He didn't find it at all objectionable to tell other people what he thought about Padre Pio. That he thought Padre Pio is just not the holy man that everyone thinks he is. His wife, on the other hand, naturally, she would always just pray. She would continue praying. She'd be faithful in this sense. She'd pray for the conversion of her husband. And so they would make this trip from Milan to St. Giovanni Rotondo from time to time. But this pattern just never changed. Mrs. Valentino would go into the church alone. Her husband would remain outside, smoking, drinking coffee, playing cards, and openly mocking Padre Pio and the church right in front of Padre Pio's church. And then one day, Providence had another plan in mind and sent a particularly cold, icy winter's day. But Mr. Valentino, he dug in his heels. He was not going to go inside. He remained outside, stubbornly refusing to go into the church right until the end. And eventually, the cold, it was so intense, and he became so unbelievably uncomfortable. Eventually, he decided he'll just pop into the church to get out of the cold for just a few minutes. It seemed like a reasonable concession to him. And that was all that was needed. When he entered the church, he happened to catch just a glimpse of Padre Pio, and their eyes met just for an instant. Something very profound and deep was conveyed by that glance from Padre Pio, and that worked within Mr. Valentino's heart a sudden and a dramatic change. From the moment of Padre Pio's glance, Valentino knew that he had been completely mistaken about Padre Pio. And so now he started to take an interest in who is Padre Pio. And he would attend the various prayer services in Our Lady of Grace's church in the monastery there. He wanted to find out more. This time he had to wait several days for his wife's turn in the confessional queue. But he never missed an opportunity to attend each prayer service and each spiritual exercise that was happening around. And so slowly, little by little, through the action of the Holy Spirit, of course, his conversion happened. It became more complete until he reached a point where he now wanted to make his confession to Padre Pio. After the confession with Padre Pio, Mr. Valentino was left. He was filled with such a deep gratitude that he now wanted to do something to show his thanks and appreciation. And today, if we go to Casa Solevio, Padre Pio's hospital, we will see some very tall pine trees round, right in front of the hospital and around the hospital. And these were bought and planted by Mr. Valentino himself. They are very beautiful pine trees. And this was Mr. Valentino's way of saying thank you, of expressing his gratitude to Padre Pio. So whereas before, Mr. Valentino had not been worried about publicly mocking Padre Pio, now he was also not ashamed to publicly show his appreciation with a spectacle of thanks. And all of this had been worked through one glance of Padre Pio and, of course, the action of grace. Now today, if we see the hospital, it remains a hive of activity. There's over 2,500 employees in this hospital. There is no equivalent hospital even today in all of southern Italy. Mr. Valentino's pine trees remain as this tribute to Padre Pio for everyone to see. Next time on this channel, we're going to see how Padre Pio removes some great doubts against faith from one of his doctors at the hospital. Please do join us for that. If you're not subscribed to our channel, click that subscribe button below. Also, click that reminder bell that you'll receive notifications of future videos going forward. And also, do join us in our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. If you want to help us more with these videos, just watch the little video on the end screen on how to become a Protected Child of Padre Pio, a patron. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as Scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.